Good morning there, Shuttle Astronauts. How you guys doing today?
Copy that, Houston. We're doing well up here. Could be better.
All right. Well, we've got a long procedure for you, and I'm going to walk you through it. It's going to take quite a while, so I want to check and see if you guys are ready.
Roger that, Houston. Not a problem. We'll be ready. Just a second. I got another call. Hold on just a minute.
Hold? What in the world are they... What's he thinking? Hold, who's calling him now? And where'd they get that second line? This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Here I am once again, home alone, again. Chuck left me the keys, and he's stuck somewhere in Arizona, and he can't get away. So here I am to do another show, and I promise you this one is going to be a little more than 25 minutes, at any rate. Welcome to Technorama, and this is the show that takes a lightheaded look at tech, science, and sci-fi, and all things geek. This is show number 124 for July 13, 2006. If this is your first time joining us, welcome, and excuse the mess. If you're a returning listener, thanks. And I'm Craig Stepp, like I said, once again. And hopefully Chuck will be back Sunday night. And anyway, coming up on tonight's show, we've got a little listener feedback. I've got a lot of stuff in the media corner and a ton of stuff in the geek library. So without further ado, here we go. Let's get out of here and take a look at On This Day in Tech History.
We'll be right back, I promise. On this day in tech history, July 13th, 2006.
In 1772, HMS Resolution, under the command of Captain James Cook, set sail from Plymouth, England. In 1919, the British airship R-34 lands in Norfolk, England, completing the first airship return journey across the Atlantic in 182 hours of flight. Whew, that was quick. In 1936, a heat wave strikes the Midwestern United States. The all-time highest temperatures for the states in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Indiana are all recorded on this date. In 1977, the New York City blackout of 1977 lasts for 25 hours, and results in looting and other disorder. Of course. In 1978, Ford Motor Company President Lee Iacocca is fired by Chairman Henry Ford II, ending a long dispute between the men. In 1985, the Live Aid benefit concert takes place in London and Philadelphia, as well as other venues such as Sydney and Moscow. In births on this day, in 1527, John Dee, an English scientist. In 1934, Alexei Yesfiev, a Russian cosmonaut, is born. And also a happy birthday goes out to George Pinky Nelson from 1950, and also an astronaut. And there you have it, on this day in tech history. Now go make your own. Right, and tonight we have a little listener feedback, just a little bit. We got one directed towards Chuck. He says, this is Phil. He says, I've been very bad lately in listening to Technorama because of the World Cup and everything. You know, that little soccer match. Anyway, so maybe you've discussed this, I don't know, but he says he came across a free remote login option for your PC called logmein.com. Now, I've heard of this myself, but I haven't actually used it. I've used Go to My PC. I think it's similar. Anyway, it says it's very much like PC Anywhere, I'm sure, but it is very simple and easy to set up and use. He says, I use it to log into my home network from anywhere. And you can have the Log Me In client loaded. He says it has worked very well from his office network and so on and so forth. So we'll have to go check that out. He says, P.S., the name is written. As the name is written, it makes him think of a Chinese carryout dish. Ding, ding. I don't have the number 27. Log me in. Log me in. Log me in. Anyway, I totally stomped all over that. And I have Richard Green, who emailed me about the Heroes Con I was talking about in the last episode. He says he was there too. He said he wished he knew I was there, and I probably should have talked it up a little bit more before I went. I know last year I did, and I didn't really get many responses of people saying they were going. So maybe next time we can organize a meetup or something. Anyways, he says the purple painting was Phoenix, the Marvel version. And he said there was a guy painting Superman, and I did know that. And all these paintings were being auctioned off, and I forget what charity the money was going to. But he said the Superman was a top money maker, and he got $4,400, if he remembers correctly, from that, which I thought that was pretty cool. And he says, I've been reading comic books for about 35 years, and, you know, I'm not as hardcore as a lot of people. I love them, but I couldn't tell you, you know, who did what to who other than, you know, the general stuff. But I love the art, and I just have a good time with that. And he talks about all the people that he got autographs for and spoke to. And he has a note for Chuck in here. He says, I have a six-year-old daughter, and I saw the Owly books at the con. And I did see that too. It is nominated for an Eisner, so it got my attention. I didn't pick it up, but then he did put an order in at his local bookstore. He says, I can't remember if you have younger children, but this might be a good book for Chuck's youngest girl. The storytelling is all done without dialogue, so it is a great for all ages. Have to check that out for Chuck. Anyway, got to go. He says, keep up with great podcasts. So I certainly appreciate that. Now, in our follow-up segment, I wanted to mention, I think I've talked about this before with earlier versions of Ubuntu. But, you know, Ubuntu has a service where you can order CDs online, and they'll actually package them up and mail them to you. Well, I ordered mine for the Dapper Drake, which recently came out. You know, it's been, 4 months, something like that. And I got my 10 CDs with stickers, and they're pretty cool. It's only one CD. It's a live CD, and it does the install and the whole shebang from there. Anyway, if anybody wants one, I've got 9 available. I'll be happy to send a couple of them out. You know, so, yeah, let me know if anybody's interested. Or you can download it off their website. And or you can order your own CDs and pass them out to everybody that has Windows 98 and ME that doesn't have support anymore. As you know, this last week, Microsoft cut support for Windows 98 and ME, which, you know, I have this longstanding rule in a lot of ways for computers, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it. A lot of people go, what do I need to upgrade? You know, hey, if it's working for you, stick with it. But in this instance, they're not going to put out any more security patches for Windows 98 or ME, or they're not guaranteed to. So you may be left in the lurch if something big comes along. And maybe you don't want to upgrade. Well, maybe it's time to take a look at Linux. And Ubuntu is a good start. So, anyway, that's my Linux PSA for everybody. So there you go. Let's go take a look in the chat room and see who's in here. I think we've got a pretty big chat room, and I do appreciate everybody hanging out. I got a little late start. Our neighbor's son, who has been deployed to Iraq, had showed up tonight. He's here for a couple of weeks. And so it was good to see him, and I couldn't just break away and just come do the show. So I thought I would, I had to delay the beginning of the show. So I appreciate everybody's patience. Anyway, in the chat room, we have the Technorama Bot, BJK1, Country Signs, Crazy James, Fix Audio Now. I understand. I'm getting to it. And Mark Shepard, Merv is Lurking, Missing Intellect, Snowbird 712, Stingray Swimmer 1, and T. Elliot, and of course, Zadha Droob. So there you have it. And I also have a couple of birthdays I need to mention. because I was an idiot, and in the last show, I read June birthdays. Woo, that was a big mistake, because my good buddy Kevin had a birthday on the 10th, the day of the show, and I was an idiot and read the June birthday. So happy birthday, happy belated birthday to Kevin. That was on the 10th, and Shatterbird 712 is on the 12th. That's today. So there you go. If you want to get in on the Technorama birthday calendar, visit the listener birthday calendar in the wiki, and you too can sign up. And everybody's complaining that I don't have the audio clips in the stream, and now I should do it. Like free software? Better yet, like free software with the power to make it something different and better for everybody? Valid Syntax is a short 10-minute podcast looking at the status of open source projects as reported at SourceForge and FreshMeat and others you might find useful for any OS. Also, with your help, we'll spotlight on each show a project of the day, editorials, and possibly have a little fun along the way. So join me twice a week for all this and more at ValidSyntax.com. Remember, without Valid Syntax, you can't do anything.
This is Steve Wozniak. You're listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
Hello. Welcome to the news. And now, to Craig.
Thank you, Bob. Tonight in the news, I wanted to mention we have the World eBook Fair. It has started. We mentioned this a while back. And the World eBook Fair, you can go and download a ton of books. They have from all the projects of, let's see, the Gutenberg Project, the World eBook Library Consortium. You can download all, you can browse all their projects from here and download your own PDFs of eBooks. And they do have some audiobooks. And I did find a little cool project that I'm going to mention in Valid Syntax. And it's a project where you can go help produce audiobooks if you so choose and get those out there in the open, because there's a lot of them out there. Some Sherlock Holmes ones I know I've seen, and they're not just the computers reading them, there's people reading them, and they need more people to help produce these, because you know it's a kind of time consuming to actually do that. And I think I may do it myself. So you know, if somebody else is interested, let me know, maybe we can work on one together. So I'd be happy to do that. And now I'm gonna take a look at our hacks and strange stories.
Hacks and strange stories. Oh my God.
There we go. That's all I had for the hacks and strange stories. I probably peeked out my thing here. Anyway, I have a review of the Nerdcore Hip Hop compilation. It's a link over to Slashdot. Now, I had never heard of this before. And some, now keep in mind, some of these have some foul language in it. So I'm just warning you, because I know not everybody wants to hear that. However, the Nerdcore Hip Hop Compilation CD Project is a project where you have all these geeks that made some rap music. All right, one of my favorites is, well, I didn't know he did this on his own, but here is MC Hawking.
Yo, Doomsday, give me some more snare in my headphones. Yeah, all right. Check it. I heard some people talking that the hawk fell off. Well, listen up, class is now in session. Yo, the hawk is back for the attack like Dawkins, rocking the mic like a panther's talking prey. So get the hell out of my way. Step to the hawk, there'll be hell to pay. My beats be denser than neutron star.
As you can see how this goes, it's hawking it. Check out this. Here's the punchline. Oh, it's coming up in just a second. But all these are little rap tunes, and some of them are cool, some of them are not. Anyway, here you go.
Half-Life 2, you can't quite believe that I'm thinking. Compared to me, you're deaf like Carl Billington, but it's all good if you're done with the hawk. So come on, everybody, it's time to rock.
Rock out with your hawk out.
Come on.
When I heard that, I about fell out of my chair at work. I never heard anything like that before. So, like I said, I've heard them mentioning things like Wikipedia and Thunderbird. They're all rapping and using these things. And it's funny. Some of them are really good. And like I said, it's the Nerdcore. If you listen to it, you may fit right in because you listen to this show. So anyway, go check that out. And they have, they obviously have BitTorrents and everything to download those as well. So our next item in the Hacks and Strange Story is Ben Heckendorn's new and improved InPod. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this is the same guy who has made the Atari 2600 handheld, and what are those other ones? Oh, the ColecoVision handheld, I think it was, or NES. And he takes these full consoles and breaks them down and puts them into a one handheld unit. This looks really sharp. I would love to have one of these, and I think he does sell some. I don't know. Anyway, go look at the picture, and you can see the cartridge for the thing snaps, or the thing is as big as one of those Nintendo cartridges, one of those little gray cartridges. It's at least that wide, and on the front, you just see the panel and everything. It's really nicely done. This guy's really sharp, and I know this isn't his first endeavor because he's done several in the past. So go check that out. And that's the 8-bit Nintendo console reworked into a smaller handheld game unit. So anyway, also, I have this funny story about, I found this through Dig. It was about students that used wigs to disguise their wireless gear that they tried to use to cheat on tests. It says 20 students were arrested after being caught wearing wigs to disguise the wireless gear they used in their used to cheat on their college entry test. And you know, when I think about this, I keep thinking of one of those 70s afros with a PC stuck in there or something. I don't know what they had stuck in there, but anyway, you can go check out the story and read all about it. But I'll give an E for effort. Anyway, now let's take a look at our media corner.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here, in the media corner.
And in the media corner tonight... Oh, wait a minute. You just wait a minute. And over in the media corner tonight, something we haven't talked about because, well, Chuck and I have been on vacation and kind of missed it. As a matter of fact, I came out of the woods and I looked at the... get on the internet at the coffee shop and looked, and I went, hey, the shuttle launched finally, because, you know, they delayed it. It was supposed to go that Saturday before I left. And so it was kind of like, Dumb and Dumber when they're walking out of there. And he goes, whoa, we landed on the moon. Hey, everybody. You know, he's all excited about it. That's the way I felt. I was like, whoa, the shuttle launched. I was like, been in the woods too long. Anyway, over at NASA, they have some incredible footage from all those extra cameras that they put around the ship. Now, you may have seen some of those because those of you who were in the civilized world probably saw those. Anyway, aside from me. But there was one, it was under, it was on the top of one of the SRBs. They had this camera looking down towards the, along the wing of the shuttle. Anyway, it goes up. And the first amazing thing, at about 2.5 minutes, the shuttle, you know, pops off and it goes to rocket off. And you just see it like just take off 2 seconds, just bam, gone. Not even 2 seconds. Anyway, the rocket booster starts to fall. And I noticed that on the video, it still had 12 minutes. And I was like, well, I wonder what all they show. And at first I was thinking, well, it's going to go through reentry, but it doesn't actually go up that high. So I kept watching, and then the ocean got closer and closer. I was like, oh no, this thing's going to touch down. This is going to be cool. And it got closer and closer. You could see shadows under the clouds, and you could see definition in the water, and then splash. And it looked like somebody dropped something in the water. Big old splash you saw on the camera. And it didn't take too long for it to settle down. And I think the SRB must bob straight up and down, because you could look down at the top of the water and you could see the cables off the parachutes, and the parachutes were just floating in the water. I was just blown away because I've never seen anything like that. You can find these videos on the link in the show notes on NASA's site. There's on the right-hand side, it says related. So what does it say? Oh, it says like related multimedia. And then there's one of them is the STS-121 right forward solid rocket booster video. That's the one I was specifically talking about. And I was just blown away. So go over there and check it out. Now, The next one that next link I've got here is a video over at YouTube that is, somebody reworked the special effects in the original Star Trek. Now, I know it sounds funny at first, but when you go look at it, it's really awesome. They have some really good video. I don't know how they did it. Maybe they did it with their, you know, computer or whatever, and did a generated CGI Enterprise and all the effects, the asteroids and all that good stuff. So when you look at it, it looks like what the effects would look like nowadays. So go check that video out. The guy did a really good job. Now, speaking of Star Trek, now, I haven't watched this yet, but this is like totally down my line. This is Star Trek versus Batman. And I'm talking like the original Batman. And somehow the Joker takes over the Enterprise goes back in the past. Yeah, surprise. And Batman and the Joker get on there, and Joker wants to take over the Enterprise and do something with it. Excuse me, I'm going to take a drink here of water. And anyway, split up into a couple episodes, so go check that out. And that's over at YouTube, so it'll be easy to watch for you. The link was for, via our friends over at Slice of Sci-Fi. Now, also, I saw that somebody had installed or wrote Zelda for the TI-83 calculator, 83 plus, excuse me. And there's a little video showing you what it looks like. It's amazing that this game is running on a calculator. So some of you calculator heads out there, go check it out. I was just blown away because it looks like one of those original Game Boy games, you know, but it's running on a calculator. I didn't know a calculator was that powerful enough to run a game. But anyway, now David Hasselhoff, you'd think he'd have something better to do than this kind of a music video, but I wouldn't normally throw a music video of David Hasselhoff's in, but he's blatantly trying to, you know, use Kit. Poor Kit. He's singing, "Get in, jump into my car," and he's trying to get talk these three girls into getting in his car, and it's like "Get Into My Car" from Billy Ocean back in the day. But the car he's got is Kit, and he's trying to talk the girl into it. And sure enough, he's got the lights on the dash. He's got the sensor bar in the front. I'm like, oh God, you know, this is a guy that supposedly is working on the Knight Rider movie. You think he wouldn't be trying to exploit it in a music video, but you have to go see it because it's just crazy. He's just dancing and singing all by himself. And then he's talking to these three girls, trying to get him into the car. Whew. Anyway, I gotta drink heavily to get that out of my mind. And also in the media corner, I know the media corner is just packed jam full tonight. I have a game alert. Check out this game called Tremulius. I think I'm saying that. Tremulius. It mixes first-person shooter and real-time strategy elements to make a really fun game. The guy that wrote the review was just glowing about it, talking about how great of a game it was. Probably one of the better open-source games out there. It uses the Quake 3 engine, which is open-source, and it's a complete mod. The guy's got it where when you spawn as a human, your humans versus the aliens. When you spawn, you not necessarily spawn with a gun. You may spawn with a repair kit or something like that. So you have different jobs when you appear, which is, I guess, the RTS part of it. So anyway, it's all free. You can go download it. Runs on Linux and Windows. And like I said, you can read the review over at NewsForge and visit the website at Tremulius. tremulous.net, and they have all the links and information for you on that. So we'll be right back after this.
Check this out.
A floppy disk or cassette tape is made up of ferric oxide. When a other magnet comes in proximity, it goes.
I think that's what I said, Chuck.
Thanks, Mr. Wizard.
The Google Web Accelerator.
The Google Web Accelerator.
Nope, no reverb on that one, buddy.
Oh, man.
Implying I had been surfing for 6 hours.
Back, ye demon Google Web Decelerator, from my system and everything web connection.
This is Adam Savage from Mythbusters, and you're listening to Technorama with Chuck and Craig.
And that would be my cue for the Geek Library. And tonight, I have a link to this. Apparently, they finished Star Wars on Telnet. I know it had been going on for a while, and it's recently started making its rounds. I thought that it was over. Oh, I'm sorry. I never thought it was done. I thought it was only part of the movie, but apparently you can watch the whole Star Wars on Telnet, and I have a link to that and how you can view it. There we go. Duh. Thank you. Hello, brain. Anyway, you want to download and keep your YouTube videos? Well, here's a little tutorial that will allow you to do that. Actually, I'm linking to myextralife.com. And he has a link over to how to do that. And there's a how to show you exactly how to download them and all that good stuff. Now, also from Makezine, this is interesting because I always thought it wasn't as easy as this, but they have a link on how to make an IR remote for your box for Winamp. But I'm sure you can use it for other things as well. And it's funny how simple it is. But I've got a little infrared device that hooks right up to the serial cable, little serial port. Apparently, it's about the same as this, and there's not much to it. You can probably get everything at Radio Shack and be done with it in like 20 minutes. But I think they use WLIRC, which is the Windows version of the infrared libraries under Linux. And you can make it run your Winamp, which is pretty new. And I have a link over to the Lawrence Vintage Wireless Museum and a Strange Vehicle Encyclopedia, which was kind of interesting to browse. You can see a couple of pictures from the Makezine. They are pretty strange. Some of them are small. Some of them are kind of weird. But that's us. Anyway. And I don't know how this link making it here, but apparently there's a chocolate factory theme park to open in Amsterdam. What a perfect place for it. You know, you go over there, get the munchies, and you want to go jump into the chocolate factory. No word from Willy Wonka, though. That's the... Anyway. So there you go. And that would be our Geek Library. And you know what? I did it again. I buzzed through everything. I could have sworn I had more stuff than this. Anyway, you can go on to the tech... the show notes, and you can check out Marv's links. Some of them are... I talked about... some of them I didn't. He's got plenty of them in there. You know... Rumor has it, Indiana Jones has a daughter. And rumor has it that it's Natalie Portman. Hey, baby. Interesting. He's got a link to that, and you can follow up on that, all that good stuff. So, anyway, I'll be right back after this.
Around the world, everyone's opening the bathroom doors to expose the...
Wash your hands before every email.
Chuck Tomasi's the devil. I like it. Okay, it just feels tacked on. Have you used it, Chuck?
I'm weird. Sorry.
Go.
Craig, I heard that you were taking a drink and almost lost it. I'm gonna get you sooner or later. We're gonna hear all over the microphone.
You're right.
Chuck, you owe me a new microphone. Did I ask for this?
I didn't ask for this. Anyway, there it is. We're coming up on the end of the show one more time. I can't stand it. Pretty soon it'll be back to normal. Chuck will be back, and we'll be back to our same selves and kind of goofing around and having fun while we do it. Anyway, Chuck also asked once again, he wants pictures of you. Yes, you. And you. And also, you too, if the camera still works afterwards. Anyway. Here's how you can contact us. You can call our listener line at 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. You can email Chuck at chuck@chuckchat.com. You can email audio comments to chuckchat@gmail.com. Send send me an email. Excuse me. I don't know what happened there. Send me an email at kreg@chuckchat.com. And the other constant universe, you can visit chuckchat.com for our forum, swag, webcam, mailing list, and links to show notes and more. So go check it out. This show was a proud member of Friends in Tech. Proud member. This show was a proud member of Friends in Tech. To find out more, visit friendsintech.com. Audio streaming provided by Scott Reynolds.
Thank you, Scott.
And our Chuck chat room is provided by freenode.net. If you're getting the show by clicking on the link on the website to download it, let me and Chuck know, and we can help you out if you have trouble trying to subscribe. But please subscribe. Use iTunes or the Lemon or Juice Receiver, whatever they call it, or anything. Anyway, once again, I want to thank you for sticking with us. And there you have it, everybody. Another solo show that went by almost, well, it's a little bit longer than the last. There you go. Have a good rest of the week, and we will see you back here on Sunday night. Back with the crew. All right, everybody. Here we go. 101.